Hey guys, Brian here with the Scratch Your Niche podcast, and we're bringing you kind of a fun new format where I'm doing a coaching call, essentially, with various small business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs in the area. I think you're going to have a lot of fun listening to it. We start out, we get to hear a little bit about who they are, what they do, and what their niche is, and then we jump into a question. So stay tuned for that. I hope you enjoy it, and I would love your feedback. Take a minute, if you haven't already, download the Anchor app, because I'd love for you to contribute your questions, your thoughts, your ideas via the free message feature that's within the app. So check it out. And without further ado, here's the episode.
All right, Carlos. So thankful that you're jumping on the Scratch Your Niche podcast today, dude. Will you let the Scratch Your Niche people know who you are, first of all, what you do, and what your niche is, man?
Absolutely. So I'm honored to just be a part of this. And my name is Carlos. I run a company called Impressa, and we make TV commercials, website videos, promos. We provide videos for website assets, anything that has to do with digital media and digital video content. We provide that. So we have been in business now for, been under Impressa for under a year, but I've been in the media industry and the sphere for about 13 years.
That's awesome. Carlos, I've had the opportunity to sit with you on a couple different times and spend some time getting to know your heart. And bro, I've seen your work and I've seen what you're doing, and I commend you, man. I think, you know, the style and professionalism is what you, in which you approach what you do, is evident in the end product, the creativity, again, the execution, man, is flawless, bro. You're doing such a great job, and just want to champion you, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate your thoughtfulness that goes into the media that you create. And so what can I ask you, man, just to give our listeners a little bit more context, like what inspired you to go down that path? How did you get into it?
Yeah, I don't mean to gush over it, but I started out when I was a little kid. When I was literally about 6 years old, I fell in love with movies first and foremost, and I've always just been in love with cinema and what it does. But when I fell in love with advertising specifically, is when I saw what advertising could actually make people do, when it compels people to to take action on anything. I just saw that the power of the image is so powerful that I felt like I felt compelled to become an expert at it. And so starting basically with anyone that would give me a chance to put my camera to work, I started making promotional videos for, nonprofits when I first started back in 2007, and I've been doing it ever since.
Beautiful, man. And if you had to hone in on a niche, like what you've kind of maybe been able to, not box yourself into, but like where have you really found, like, man, this is the niche. This is where we're really experiencing some great success in these types of media or video creation.
Yeah, I'm actually really glad that I have an answer, because I wouldn't have been able to answer this like a month ago, but but I have an answer now. And after a lot of soul searching, and then obviously just looking at the results, our best work has been in the last year. And as far as like quality and results go, and it has actually been in the service industries. So companies that do HVAC, flooring, home remodeling, installations.
Wow.
The reason that we mesh really well with that niche is that we see what our clients want to see in themselves. We see the potential.
Wow, that's so good.
We see the story. We see the heroes, the everyday heroes that go out and, they fix things up, or they patch things up, and they install, the things that make,
our lives better. Yeah.
Yeah. And the American way of life, they're the ones that do it. And so we see them as heroes, and we bring all of the honor and passion that we bring to our product, you know, we bring it to them, and we know that they value it. So we have had a really good relationship with, you know, ResCon Flooring out in Hoquiam. If I could name drop some people or give some shout outs, you know, to Capital Heating and Cooling, you know, these companies that they take a lot of pride in what they do, and they really appreciate it when someone takes pride in showing them off.
That's so good, Carlos. I'm so glad you've had that that realization, man, because I really believe that, you know, we spread ourselves thin when we try to become all things to all people. And being able to zero in and focus in on a niche, man, is just, they say that the riches are in the niches. That's the tagline of the podcast. And, you know, again, it's just, it's because when you find something that you're extraordinarily great at and go all in on that, man, you're going to win. So congrats on that, man. Now, let's segue now to maybe the pain point or the question you might have. How can I help today, brother?
Well, I'm sure that this is maybe like a loaded question, but what you might feel proud of me, honestly. I hope that you will, because a lot of this is so new, and I know that we've talked, you know, and a couple times, and I very much admire what you've been able to do with, you know, your business, your businesses, and also just overall what you've been able to create. And my mission lately has been to create opportunities for the other professionals that I work with that I feel deliver quality and deliver results. And so I've been transforming myself from a technician and more into a sales force.
Come on.
And so what I've been doing in the last, specifically in the last 2 months, is I've just been doing nothing but, you know, hitting pavement and you know, getting in with you know, prospects and meetings and not just selling them a video, but really trying to bring an entire vision of where they could be, you know, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, and then creating a lot of opportunity for my for very specific companies that I trust in SEO, in design, and in actual production of video. So what's happened in the last couple of months is some clients specifically have, you know, made that investment, and like I said, you know, they have allowed me to create opportunities for Videos Crafted, a company here out of Tacoma that I really love.
I've seen some of their work too, man. I'm thrilled with what they're doing.
Yeah, we Tim and I, we've actually been, you know, we've been competitors for the last, you know, 3 years, and we've always had this friendly competition going, and it's like a like an iron sharpens iron kind of a competition.
Oh,
and
cool.
And so
gotta have that.
Oh yeah, definitely. But what's happened lately, it's that, you know, I kind of, out of a coincidence, I was feeling kind of overwhelmed, and I just reached out to him one day and said, "Hey, can you help me shoot this?" You know, and then that kind of spun into like, "Oh, hey, why don't we just collaborate more, you know, intimately with, you know, with these clients, because he can deliver on quality, and, you know, I can manage, you know, the projects and you know, manage expectations." And so it's just kind of turned into me being a sales force, and I want to know, like, how can I, what would be the best route for someone like myself that is, you know, that is intimately knowledgeable of the technical side of things and the creative side of things when it comes to, you know, commercials and, you know, website development and all these things. How can I, what would be a good first step for me to take to function primarily as a sales force and then to build myself out? My mission now is to duplicate myself and to have, you know, more people like me going out and preaching, you know, the effectiveness of television commercials and video and all this stuff, and just bringing knowledge and a service attitude, you know, to our niche, these service companies.
Wow.
So that when, you know, some HVAC company, you know, in Tacoma that really wants to invest in video, they're not just going to go to anybody there, but they're going to go to someone that knows exactly what they're doing and exactly, you know, where to put every last dollar so that, you know, they see a return on their investment. So how do I build a sales force?
That's a great question, brother. And first of all, so what I'm hearing is your passion, it sounds like your passion has shifted, man. It sounds like you've been so passionate about the actual execution, the technical side of production and everything in the past, but now it's shifted to this point of where, man, educating the customers you'll work with is equally, if not greater, a passion now, right? Is that what I'm understanding, bud?
Yeah, definitely. And it's a passion because more than anything, like it's so easy to see the opportunity in a client. But you know, I'm doing the client a disservice by wanting to do everything myself.
Exactly. No, and that's what I was going to say. As you shift there, what's awesome is you have the acumen to be able to communicate to a production team all the technical aspects of the vision that you actually sell to the customer in those discovery meetings or those moments where you're listening to what their stories are and figuring out the best way to convey that to the audience that they're trying to reach, making them the hero to their audience, right?
Right.
So how do you build a sales team? How do you replicate, multiply your abilities? First of all, it's going to start by you figuring out best practices. You're over the next 3 months, 6 months or so, you're going to have all these opportunities to sell and sharpen your skills on conveying to the customer how you do what you do, why it's important, all those things. But I would say, don't let those 3 to 6 months go by without you documenting best practices. Journal it. Like, write down, man, I tried this phrase, or I explained this scenario, or I kind of went on a tangent today and I feel like I lost them midway through. I think it's just important to self-reflect as a salesperson to be able to hone your craft, because I swear to you, salesmanship is a craft that is learned. And I'm going to be actually preparing a really cool sales tactic type workshop or video workshop or something down the road. Not only for the industry that I'm in, you know, coffee business, hospitality, all those kinds of things, but something that can help salesmen and women all across the world, because quite frankly, sales is maybe taken on kind of a, maybe the first thought that pops in your mind is snake or sleazy or whatever, like, but selling is serving, dude. If you sell right, you're serving that customer incredibly well. And there's a way to do it, you know, with great self-awareness and great understanding of what works and what doesn't in your industry. So what I'm saying, just take notes, man, on yourself. Be self-aware enough to know what's working, what's not, because at some point you're going to have to teach somebody step-by-step and almost role play, almost to the point where you might even record a few sales conversations that you're having, even if you're on the phone with somebody or in person, man, just to kind of document the journey, dude. I think it'd be so important. Yeah. You're going to even surprise yourself over the next 3 to 6 months with how fluid you become with your pitch and how much of a science there is to it, you know, where maybe your pitch gets whittled down from 40 minutes to literally a 12-minute pitch that honors that person's time, delivers immediately on the value proposition, excites them, and then boom. So, you know, and then asks them, so how do you want to proceed? You know what I mean? So it's just know that that's kind of what you're up against right now.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Then the next process is to find somebody who has your same heart, the heart to serve specifically these industries that are in the service business, and then begin to teach your best practices, your best tips and tactics, your the language that you want used in the sale, how to make sure that you don't overpromise, you know, and that you can over deliver and just, you know, be truthful from the get-go and really deliver on the truth of what you guys are actually able to do. So there's a finesse there as well. And ultimately it's finding people that are like you that probably have a technical minded understanding of what goes into a production. You know, the other factor is you've got to be an incredibly great listener, man. That's the most important, I think, trait that any salesperson should have, is the ability to really listen and focus the energy on the pain point or the problem or the task at hand that matters most to the client or customer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
If we can listen better, not force our agenda, we're going to serve the people that we get the opportunity to serve so much better in the long run. And ultimately that leads to credibility and trust and repeat business, man. So,
Dude, this is awesome.
I hope there's some good, you know, good ideas and foresight in this. But ultimately, absolutely, Carlos, everything, in my opinion, boils down to making sure that you have a clearly articulated set of guiding principles in place, man, where for your company, remind me the name one more time. Forgive me.
Impressa.
Impressa. For Impressa, specifically, if you're going to kind of subtly make this shift to where you become almost a general contractor of sorts that's subbing work out to these other video production houses, for Impressa, you need to have a clear set of guiding principles, mission, vision, value, why you do what you do, all that stuff on paper and on purpose, so that you, when you go to hire somebody, when you go to make that next hire for your sales team, you're able to use that as the gatekeeper, if you will, as the bad guy, as the thing that measures up whether or not that person is a fit first. Because if they're a fit first, then we can train the sales skills and the language and the lingo and all that jazz, right? But yes, most importantly, right now, specifically before, I even think this happens, this will actually aid your growth, to be honest with you. And so many businesses don't have guiding principles in place. They just more or less fly by the seat of their pants without clear vision, without clear mission. And that can become detrimental, not only to the customers we serve, but specifically internally, especially when we start hiring people with preconceived notions of what it is they think we want them to do. We need to be ultra clear there. So anyway, brother, awesome. That's something that I love helping businesses with. And would absolutely love the opportunity to work with you in the future in that regard to help you clarify your guiding principles.
That would be cool. I love what you've been able to create and everything. And that's kind of a guiding light, you know. So I'm open to effect, you know, when you open up whatever kind of seminar or whatever it might be, I'm in, man.
That's dope. Well, Carlos, I will let you fly, bro. I appreciate your time. Thank you for sharing a bit of your story and a bit of your life with us. And thanks for the great question, man. I think it's going to help a lot of people.
Thank you so much. And if anybody would like to know more about our company, we are impressamedia.com. That's M as in Mary, impressamedia.com.
That's so awesome. Carlos, thanks again, brother, and have a great rest of your day, man.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Talk soon, big dog.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Scratch Your Niche podcast. Guys, if this is helpful, would you share it with three people? And would you even rate and review it wherever you listen to your podcasts? That'd be so helpful. Also, I've got something very exciting in the works for 2020. It has to do with vision and focus. And if you're interested in being in the know on this upcoming event, please shoot me an email at businesscoachbrian@gmail.com. And just say, I'm in. That's businesscoachbrian, B-R-Y-A-N, @gmail.com. And just say, I'm in, and I'll keep you in the loop. Okay? Thanks so much again for your participation and listening to this, and we'll talk to you soon.